Hey guys, welcome to the second season of Actors, You Are Enough. I am your host, Amy Linden. I'm also an actor just like you, with over 120 IMDb credits that consist of acting and directing. I am your mentor. I am your biggest cheerleader. I am your Russian skating coach of the acting world. I've coached over, I don't know, a million actors all over the globe over the last 29 years. Right now I have 56 network series regulars, an Emmy winner, an Imogen winner, and if you listen to me, that might be you too. Or maybe you just want to work. Join me every week for industry gems, acting advice, and tips on how to be a more confident actor and human being. Whether you're just starting out actors or you have credits under your belt, this podcast will empower you because you are enough. When you get to a place where you are at callback or you are pinned, then any one of those people could take the job. The person that's going to book the job is going to have told the most specific story. The person that's going to book the job will have felt it and connected to every aspect of that story in a deep personal way. When you get to that place, that's when your work has to really got to really hone in. Do I really know what I'm talking about there? Am I really feeling exactly where this person is coming from? Am I truly connected to this circumstance? Or am I on top of it, running it a million times, hoping that I get the words right? Precision, dexterity. Maybe we're just a little distracted that day. Look, I only talk about this because I can't even count the amount of auditions I've blown because of everything that I talk about. Huge opportunities that I could have been better at. Not a better actor, but better in my preparation. A lot of people are crammers, you know? Are you guys crammers? I know I am. However we studied in high school and in college is how you are as when you study as an actor. So if you're a crammer, you better change that. Because the people that we pay a lot of money to see, they're not crammers. They're very juicy, very, very juicy. What makes an actor very juicy? It comes from marination. Just like if you threw a steak in the refrigerator for a couple of days, different spices. Or if you're, you know, vegetarian, you're tofu. How juicy are you? Now, I train people to book leads and guest stars and guest leads and series regulars, but I train you really hard. So when you get something really easy, you'll be like, meh. How ready are you to compete at a high level? Are you willing to tell the people that you love, I'm sorry, I can't go out tonight. I'm sorry, I need to shut down my phone for 3 hours before this audition, because I know that's what I need in order to compete at the highest level. Confidence comes from knowing what you are doing. Any of you go to an audition or you do your audition and you go, what the hell was I doing? It's because you didn't know. You guys, are you one of those people that I would spend $20 to see in the movie theater? I mean, you're worth more than $20, but you times that $20 by millions of people. But are you worth $20, my $20? And if it's on television, will I put you in my DVR to remind myself to watch that show that you're on? Television is all about likability. And you have to be so filled with yourself and feel like, that you are enough. It's my company, guys, if you guys know. And you got to feel like you're enough. If you don't feel like you're enough, then you're not going to bring that specialness. Like, I could teach you this technique and you could learn it really well and be this great student. But if you don't show up, that is what makes you special. That is the big answer. Everybody's like, how am I going to stand out? How are you going to stand out? Are you kidding me? You're going to stand out because there is no one like you. That's the answer. Everybody's doing this clown stuff. Do you get what I'm saying? Nobody is going to come at this material like you. So when all is said and done, you have to show up. But it can't be your show until the character comes first. The character has to come first, guys. Because if the character doesn't come first, then how are you going to understand the circumstances of the story? If you keep approaching it from your limited experience. I'm not talking about your limited experiences as an actor. I'm talking about your limited experience in life. I studied with Stella Adler. And Stella Adler used to say, don't use your shower, use your imagination shower. And I say that too. But take it further. Where is the emotional life that's in you? And then expand on that. But understand where the character is first. Let's say you're playing a heroin addict. Okay, now, you know, I've never been a heroin addict. So most techniques, they go, well, then just, you know, find someone who was. What? What makes a heroin addict? I'm going to take you through the steps. Why does somebody become a heroin addict? Trauma, low self-esteem. These are adjectives describing this character of this heroin addict. That's where you start. You go, what is going on with this person? What is their life's issue? That's where you start. Why are they a heroin addict? Why are they crying? Don't just stop there. And then ask yourself, do I have low self-esteem? Do I have trauma in my life? Have I been abandoned? Do I feel this intense pain because of something that happened to me? And then you go the next level down to the bargain basement. And then you say, where is that for me? And once you know where that is for you, then you can play that character. Then you can be that heroin addict. That's where it is. That's where it sits. That's where everything is for you. After you figured out where the person is coming from in a deep emotional way. And that comes from your key line, which is guideline 5. The emotional spine of the character. So if you can't find that one line in your little slice of pizza, those of you that read a breakdown and you're trying to do the entire breakdown in one scene. What? My actors just do that scene. My actors just do this slice of pizza. And guess what? The editor, what they do is they take it and they cut it together. And that's how we see your character. And that's how we see your entire story. But when you're given a script, that is your circumstance right now in this moment, in this slice of pizza. So don't do the whole breakdown in one scene, guys. I'll be like sexy there and I'm going to be wry there. And I'm going to be like a spoiled person there. What? And you know what? And I'm going to run it with my roommate a million times because I better get these lines down. What about those teachers that told you to memorize? That's like the worst thing you could do. How is it ever going to go in if you memorize? It just like bypassed your heart and went right to your head. Who do I spend $20 on? The people that is in your heart. Stop beating yourself up because you're getting the words wrong. In television, in network television, yes. Yes, it is correct. You better get those words perfect. But don't lead with them. In indie film, in feature film, who do they cast? They cast the greatest actor. That's why we spend the money. So stop being the greatest perfect cold reader or the greatest perfect. They got to get perfect, perfect. You want to be perfect? Be the perfect emotional instrument if you want to be perfect. An actor is a walking, talking, emotional vehicle for the writer. It is funneled through you. You are a conduit. You are a channel for the writer. And then there's you. And then there's you. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate it. So if you really believe you're enough, then you will click that button and you will go to the store and get involved. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink. I have promo codes available if you DM me and follow me on Instagram. Take care, and I will see you soon. Share with a friend.